7 years ago, Satyan Mishra launched a campaign to bring internet access and web-related services to India's vast rural areas, which are grossly underserved by the country's main information and telecommunications providers. At first, he says, he faced formidable obstacles.
India fundamentally is not a very entrepreneurial, friendly country. We have some great entrepreneurs in the cities now, but in the village it is very difficult to even think of doing something on your own. We have always looked at ourselves as a welfare economy. Empowerment is directly against the bureaucratic system which we have. The bureaucrats like people to be dependent on them. So if information is the key, if people have the knowledge, they are not dependent, and that's not good for the bureaucrats.
But Mishra's idea caught the attention of the grassroots business initiative of the International Finance Corporation, an arm of the World Bank, which saw the initiative's potential to link rural India to the global economy, boost access to information and services, and spawn commercial and socially beneficial activity. GBI backed Mishra's vision with financing and technical assistance. Today, his company, Drishti, oversees a network of more than 1,500 internet kiosks in villages across India and aims to add thousands more in coming years. While Mishra forged Drishti, American entrepreneur Jeremy Hockenstein fell in love with Cambodia during a visit to Phnom Penh. Hockenstein, who has a background in information technology, launched a data entry firm in Cambodia with a unique business model.
Our incoming employees are paid about three times the average income in the country. The heart of our program is that employees work half a day, work 6 hours a day, and go to school the other 6 hours a day. So most of our employees are in their early 20s, and so this is a way for them to have both a first job experience and to further their education.
The enterprise, called Digital Divide Data, also has the support of the Grassroots Business Initiative. DDD has almost single-handedly forged a new industry for Cambodia and helped generate further entrepreneurial activity.
Former employees of ours have gone on to start other firms, and so I think we've played our role in it, and I think we've put on the map that it is possible to have an IT sector. We can do this.
Most new businesses require venture capital, but seed money is not always available in remote, underdeveloped regions of the world. Even where startup funds are available, many investors shy away from ventures that emphasize social development rather than focusing exclusively on the bottom line. That is where the Grassroots Business Initiative comes in. GBI Director Harold Rosen says he is proud of both Drishti and Digital Divide Data and hopes they can serve as models for other ventures.
They're both of them making very big strides towards becoming self-sustaining businesses, but they're also doing something wonderful developmentally for people that, you know, usually don't get that much help out of the trickle-down approach.
Other GBI-backed enterprises include a network of low-cost pharmacies and clinics in Kenya, an association of female handicraft artisans in Swaziland, and an initiative to engage indigenous people of the Amazon in creating paper products from readily grown plants. Rosen says he sees GBI as playing a role in a larger battle to promote sustainable development on the world stage.
It's fine to view the poor as a sort of potential market, but they also need to create wealth. And to take care of the poverty problem we've got, we're going to have to find ways for people to stay, for it to be a sensible decision to stay in rural areas and for ways for them to make a living and maybe even better their lives.
GBI services begin with a diagnostic phase in which business ventures are evaluated and needs and obstacles identified. An action plan is then formed with targets for business development and social goals, followed by an assistance program to launch and sustain the operation. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.